Hello there, level 13 listener. Normally on Friday nights, I hit the stream a little early, waiting for Adam to show up, and I play various different things off of YouTube, sometimes music. I'm sure you've heard him in the pre-show before where kind of fades in on some music and then I say hi to Adam. That's because he's shown up. This particular week, I was playing a focus group run by Frank Luntz, who's a Republican pollster. I found it fascinating. This was a focus group that was taken, I believe, the day after the inauguration of Republicans. I think it reveals a lot of stuff, and I realize that it's probably not everyone's cup of tea. It runs about 10 minutes before I bail on it and Adam shows up. So if it's not your cup of tea, then you might want to fast forward about 10 minutes. Just giving you a heads up there. Okay, bye-bye.
A word or phrase. When I say Wall Street, what do you think of? Come up with a word or phrase. Here we go. Word or phrase, describe Wall Street. Pamela.
Crooked.
Annie.
Greedy.
Brian.
A fantasy.
Jamie.
Greed.
Michael.
Disgusting.
RK.
Propped up.
Spencer.
Business as usual.
Alec.
Greedy and corrupt.
Wendy.
An illusion.
Lisa.
Corrupt.
Stephanie.
Wonderful.
Kimberly.
Capitalism.
Mark.
Overregulated.
Morris.
Overvalued.
Harold.
Free enterprise.
Camille.
Killing it.
Jim.
Capitalism.
Meredith.
Rum.
Who wants to,
who's hoping
that they will put some serious regulations and limits on Wall Street? Anybody?
It needs to be something.
Oh, me? Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
Alec, Brian, Jamie, and Michael. Alec, what do you want to see the administration and Congress do with Wall Street?
Well, one, I'd like no one in Wall Street to work in the administration. I think the revolving door is an issue.
I mean, too does no one have a retirement account?
Too late for that.
Yes, too late. He's already appointed everybody.
Why not?
They're all from Wall Street.
Yep.
Alec, why do you not want anyone from Wall Street working in the administration?
Because I don't think that their values line up with the American people. I think they just want to enrich the corporations that they worked for. I don't think they care about everyday working people.
Don't work for corporations.
I take personal offense at that because I was a stockbroker for 26 years. And I can tell you, I cared very deeply about my clients, all 800 of them.
Well, there you go. Since
Brian,
you cared and
you
all of
them. What do you want them to do with Wall Street?
I'd like to see some regulations. I'd like to see something done with all the off-the-book trading that happens. I'd like to see banks, big banks, broken up. I don't see... We've allowed, you know, banks to pretty much do everything, whereas they used to be segregated. You had a silo here and a silo there.
Jamie, what would you like to see Wall Street policy be?
I'd like to see more or any regulation of hedge funds. I would like to see, things like wealth taxes. Actual prosecution of securities fraud would be a great thing to see.
And the
tax policy. Is there any consensus? And Phoebe, I'll start with you. Phoebe, what would you like to see tax policy be going forward?
I feel like our tax policy should be more towards the people who have money. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have money that live in, that were born here, raised here, generations and generations, but I see the big corporations like, hello, Amazon, and some of these people that don't even pay taxes. Like, that's crazy to me. Are we allowed to swear?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy to me. How can they get away with shit like that? It's like getting away with murder. And if you have money, you do get away with murder. And I would like to see the playing field be more equal.
Poor people should get away with murder?
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm getting emotional already. I've been here for 5 minutes.
Ben, sir, what would you like to see tax policy be?
This is 15 minutes into me watching this, lady.
Well,
you've been here longer than 5 minutes.
There has to be major reform. If
if a purported billionaire can pay $750 in tax returns, then the whole system is flawed from probably top to bottom. There's got to be massive reform. There's got to be fairness injected into the system.
Fairness.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be able to expect that those who've received the greatest benefits from the economic system would also then have the highest responsibility to contribute.
Lisa, what would you say for tax policy?
I'd like to see it. I would like to see it cut to the bone. The reforms I would like to see to offset that would be cuts to social programs. I think consumption tax is the way to go. I don't believe those who have benefited from capitalism have the highest responsibility to pay the highest taxes.
Jim, what would you like to see with tax policy?
Less taxes for me. I think we're overtaxed in everything we do.
And how are we going to pay for these trillion-dollar bailouts and stimulus packages?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm very anti-tax. That's probably why I have a more conservative view in certain things. But I just think we're taxed too much. Now, that's a good question. I don't know.
I want a show of hands. Congressman Gottheimer asked you a question. And what was it? What was the number? $1,400?
Person per family. So that could be per kid, too. So $1,400 if you make less than $150,000 a year.
How many of you support that? Raise your hands. How many of you oppose that? Raise your hands. So a lot more people support it than oppose it. So that means there has to be some Trump voters who support it or some Republicans. Jim, you support it. Kimberly, do you?
Yes, I support it. I think people are really hurting, especially in Detroit area, where I'm in Detroit area. People are really struggling. We've been closed down a lot more than a lot of states have. Our restaurants are closed. People are really struggling. We're not like Florida that's open. So I would think that it would benefit some families that are struggling now, especially the waiters, waitresses, the cooks in these restaurants, because they've been closed for a long, long time.
Kimberly, do you support or oppose this?
I would support it with the caveat that I think that threshold is a bit high. I would want it to be much more targeted, perhaps a little bit more for a lower threshold. But I think the idea is a good one. Yes.
Is there any other Republican who support or Trump voter who supports this?
I support it.
Okay. Josh, this is a big deal because this is the first time that they're crossing lines.
In my committees, I serve on the Armed Services Committee and also serve on the Veterans Affairs Committee. And newly this Congress, I'll also be joining the Homeland Security Committee. And we really haven't brought up the topic yet in the discussion about national defense and the threats that we face as a country. So I wanted to put out there, what people think is our biggest threat internationally as far as national defense is concerned, and what would you
like probably those damn illegals
and focus on specifically relative to the military and our ability to defend our country. So I'd love to start with Pamela. I see your cat. That's cat number two. Would love to hear their names and then hear what's on your mind about national defense. Oh,
this bitch is crazy.
This is Dusty.
Oh, hi, Dusty.
I would think that China is our number one threat.
China.
And I would confiscate every piece of land that they own here in the United States.
China.
And I would cancel out every debt that we owe them.
China.
Do you think that about China because their military is growing? Do you hear a lot about, their ships and aircraft?
She thinks that because Trump said it.
Missiles that they're putting on
all these
islands that they're building.
Plus what they just did with releasing their virus here in the United States. That was an attack on our country. That was an intentional attack on our country. And it should never have happened. So, yes, I believe our country was going too well.
Too well.
And President Trump had slapped them with too many tariffs. And that was their way of getting back at us.
Brian, what are you thinking about with national defense?
That's fucking
hard. China's our biggest economic.
That's fucking hardcore. They released a virus into their own country because we tariffed them too much. These people. I'm heartened by the fact that, because these are all Republicans that are in these focus groups, and I'm heartened by the fact that a lot of them are saying things that seem to indicate that they're snapping out of it. But you still got these people like fucking Pamela in Texas here, who are just, you know, China released the virus because President Trump, we were doing too well. The country was doing too well, and they hate President Trump, and so they released a virus into the entire world. So Cyclone is saying that, maybe the Q-tips. They don't believe in coronavirus. They don't get tested for coronavirus. They didn't have Q-tips shoved up their nose. So there was no brain damage from that. I believe the brain damage was pre-existing. That's what we like to call a pre-existing condition. That was an Adam Burns beep. That was Adam Burns going bleep, bleep, bleep. Now that means I have to stand up, doesn't it? All right, let me raise the desk here. I have to lean down while I'm raising the desk and I can talk into the microphone while I raise the desk. There we go. Oh, that's too high. Hi, Adam.
Hi, I think.
Do you think therefore you are?
My Zoom is frozen.
I don't see you frozen. I see you.
No, my Zoom is frozen. I'm frozen. You're frozen. The little pop-up that says join with computer audio is also frozen.
Okay. What would you like to do? Would you like to leave and reboot or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Let me do that. Bye.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Don't even let me do that.
I don't think I'm going to continue with this. Let's find something else to entertain ourselves while we wait for Adam to come back.
I'm still here because it won't even
let me. Nope. Adam's gone. Sorry. Can't hear you.
It won't even let me read.
Can't hear you. La, 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 la.
That's so funny. Like everything is frozen except.
Except
I can hear you perfectly and you can hear me and apparently you can see me as well, but I'm gonna have to just turn it off.
Okay. Well, go and do that. By the way, did anyone listen to the Geeky Gay this last, not today's because I've heard today's, but yesterday's, I guess, where he was playing that god awful funeral dirge from the Turtle Creek Corral? That was really bad. Although watching the inauguration, I was really, really taken by the Marine band. They're like badass. They're like really good. So do I have some Marine band here?
Composers often receive inspiration for their greatest works from those closest to them.
Oh my God, such are you going to talk the half the fucking video? Some of them are pretty cute too. Marines with brass instruments. Let's see. Since this is being recorded, I will read what was in the chat room here. Imagine if these people contributed to your DNA. I have to hear this shit every time I speak to them or visit them. I'm talking about the Republic. I don't know that I ever really explained what we were listening to there at the beginning. We were listening to the Frank Luntz is a pollster. He's a Republican pollster, but he does these focus groups. And he has a YouTube channel where he posts the kind of the raw version of some of these. Not the actual raw, because it's still edited, but just some of these people. Some of these people are just fucking idiots. But hey, that's the country that we have right now, right? We're going to have to get used to dealing with fucking idiots and trying to talk to them and snapping back. And continuing on in the chat room, Cyclon said, fortunately, most of my family are sensibly center-left and informed. Also, we're in a palindromic date series. 129/21 Are we in it now, though? 122/21 122/21 I know yesterday was the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. Right? 122/21 122/21 Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are. We're in the palindromic. Cool. As long as we do that. That way. Blah, blah, blah. Now we're just waiting for Adam to reboot, I guess. Fun. Ain't it, though? Ain't it fun? Ain't we got fun? And waiting for him to come back. Ain't we got fun? Beep, 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 Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby Let's see what else we can get into here before Adam gets back. Social. We have voicemail. Ooh, we have a voicemail. Updates there. I don't even know what I was over here looking for. What the fuck was I over here looking for? Oh, I know what it was. I wanted to look at the PDF for tonight. Oh, today is National Hot Sauce Day. Because Santa Claus comes town, town, town. I can't do that. Town, 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 town. I have invited Adam Burns to the meeting, to the meeting, to the meeting. I have invited Adam Burns to the meeting. Let's see if he's here. I admitted him, I thought. Thought for sure that he was there, and I admitted him to the... Ah! Adam Burns. Got a video. He's still connecting to his audio. We can't hear him yet. He's looking very patiently at the screen. His video is kind of fuzzy. And now it looks like he has connected to his audio.
My computer is, I don't know.
Your computer is, I don't know? Yeah, I can hear you.
Jesus.
Gee willigers.
See, I bought a cheap computer because I thought, you know what? All I need to do on this is Zoom and Skype or whatever, you know, the communications tool du jour.
Yes.
And yet still, it can't handle, it seems to have problems. I think the problem may be that I did install a bunch of other stuff on it instead of keeping to my
plan. Scope creep. So
it's more of a media center PC. It's one of those Acer or Asus, or I don't even know what's the brand.
I don't know.
Asus.
Sure, we'll go with that.
It's one of those little small ones that's like...
No, yeah. I get it. It's a little mini, a little NUC. Is it a little NUC?
Well, kind of. I mean, it's not... I think NUC is more of a brand. But anyway, I thought... it would be fine, but it seems to have problems. Now, I was running a lot of stuff. And the other problem was, apparently I hadn't restarted in a while. So I restarted, and it restarted three times installing Windows updates.
Okay.
So.
Well, that could be it, too, is that you don't keep your computer updated.
The other thing was, the other day I was trying to move something from one computer to another, and I used an old USB drive that I haven't used in years. And I plugged it into this one, and it said, this is corrupt, or something like that. And the first time I rebooted, it wouldn't reboot, but the USB stick was in there. And I think I might have had something in there that might have been trying to boot to it or something.
You probably got a rootkit installed. Oh, my God. Now your computer's taken over by a virus.
Maybe. It could be. I mean, I don't know.
By the coronavirus.
I don't know. Anyway, it seems to be okay now. I should, you know, I'm just going to add to my checklist. It's now my checklist is going to be format SD card, reboot computer. That's what it's going to be. And the funny thing is, I don't get rid of computers. I now have.
Oh, God, he's going to tell us that he has seven computers in his house.
I don't know. Is it still seven? Let me see. One, two. Well, we'll just go with personal.
Let me ask you this question, Adam. Have you ever lived in another country?
I don't get rid of them.
Your computer has a virus, man.
No, I have 8 personal computers.
Corona.
And two work computers.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's too many.
And when I say that, I mean, I've got the computer that I had in high school out in the garage.
Wow.
I could throw it. It doesn't work. I'm not saying 8 working computers. I'm saying
8 working computers and a partridge in a pear tree.
I have the computer I had in high school. I have the laptop I had in college.
Why do you still have these things? Just pull the hard drives and toss them.
I don't think it works either. So,
pull the hard drives and
because I'm a computer hoarder. That is, I think, oh, what if I need that at some point? What if I need the case? What if maybe the laptop screen still works? Maybe I'll need a screen at some point. I never will, but I think that to myself.
Britain has had rude and unhelpful receptionists for thousands of years. Carol Beer exemplifies this fine tradition.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to St. John's Hospital. My name is Carol. How can I help you?
We need to go straight to the maternity ward.
Right, admissions. Name?
Helen Fisher.
You don't look like a Helen.
No, I'm Helen Fisher.
I'm Graham Fisher.
Your brother and sister?
No, we're married. And my wife's about to have a baby.
Computer says no.
That was a long way to go just for that one clip. Computer says no.
That's what we were listening to that for? That one line?
She says it over and over again, but I was hoping someone had it pulled out on its own.
Oh, well, they didn't. They didn't do your work for you. So
how dare you? How dare you?
You used to be so good at pulling up clips just out of your ass. And it would
I
be
do.
Exactly
I have a very talented. I have a very talented ass.
Just clips would flow forth from your butthole.
They would just
and
stream forth.
Oh, that makes it sound even grosser. Mm-hmm. Streaming live from my butthole.
That's right. But no.
So what were you guys doing before I joined? You had a full house.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have a...
They're
going to
leave now because they're like, Adam's
here. Oh, Adam's here.
Yeah, they're going to leave now.
With this crappy...
We were listening to the audio of a Frank Luntz focus group about the election.
A Frank Luntz focus group.
Yeah, those are a lot of words. You'll have to Google them. I've already explained it. People are already tired of hearing me explain it, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what a focus group is.
You do.
But I don't know who Frank Luntz is.
Frank Luntz is a Republican pollster. Who?
You're not supposed to explain it again. It's fine. I can Google it.
Is it fine?
It is. It's fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I got a new tool. I got a new toy.
Oh, that's good.
I got a new toy. Hold on. Let me find where my hardware, because you can't hear things coming through here. Audio hardware. And let me switch from speakers to, and I go to headphones. I think I can go to headphones. All right. I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
I am speaking right now, so I'm going to ask you if you can hear that on the playback. You ready? I am speaking right now.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so now what I would like for you to do...
Oh, goodness.
...is I would like you to read your script. You ready?
What? You mean the bumper?
Yeah, just say this show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. I want to show you my new tool, so just... Go ahead.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Okay, for some reason, I'm not recording you.
great tool.
Shut up.
Great.
That has nothing to. That has nothing to do with the. Oh, the default input is the.
I blew my load right there, and then you didn't get it.
Wait, why? Why didn't it record you? That's the question. Wait, hold on. Say some more stuff.
Well, I'm looking at the Trello right now.
Yeah, you're on the.
I'm very proud of myself because
making sure you were on the right channel.
I added the contact. Now I did create another column for contact, which I don't know if that's kosher, if we're supposed to be doing that because there is a contact.
Hello.
Place in the on deck column. However, if I added contact cards, it makes that column go beyond the fold. And then we have to scroll down. So I added a new column labeled contact.
I'm very annoyed by this.
But I added the email text and I added the link to the voice recording. So you don't even have to go to your email.
Wow.
And I have three topics. In the potential show topics from me, and I'm about to add a fourth.
Oh my God.
I am prepared.
Be prepared.
And I added several of that stuff before I even joined the call. So
why are you not?
It doesn't like me. Probably why.
Edit, preferences, audio hardware. Default input microphone, default output headphones. Yeah. The microphone is the main.
Default input is microphone. Is microphone your mixer?
Yeah, yeah. It's the microphone from the Rodecaster Pro Stereo. Why are you doing this to me? I hate you.
Is it a USB connection from your mixer to your computer?
No. Yes. Yes, it is. All right. I've got it fixed now. Go ahead. Read your line. You ready?
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
All right. And tell me if you can hear it when I play it back.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. So first of all, you and your little anemic.
By the way, I have a tool here as well.
Really? Like, are you holding something up? Oh.
I am.
Oh, it's a screwdriver. I was all excited. I thought it was something cool. Let's see. Favorites, normalized to 3. Go back.
Well, this show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
All right. And
lost it. Are you calling my voice anemic?
No. It was the volume was anemic, not you.
Wow.
All right, so now let's play with this here. So I've got this.
Restoration, no. Yeah. So I'm going to do this little cleanup guy here. So first of all, we're going to take the noise out of it. Then we're going to give you a deepener. You ready? Ready?
Ooh, baby.
Ready? Here we go.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Fun.
There's some little clip. There's some little clicky clickies in there.
Where are you hearing clicky clickies?
Audio, like audio.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
There was one.
You're saying plosives?
No, it was like if your CPU is overpowered and you get those little clicks in the audio.
Oh, I'm not hearing those.
Oh.
I can take out the plosives, so let's try it without the plosives.
It wasn't a
plosive. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Is anybody else hearing little clicks?
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Yep, it happened right there.
What kind of? I'm not hearing clicks. I don't know.
Well,
what you're talking
I can't
about.
Reproduce it because it's a. I mean, what am I, a Foley artist? It's one of those, like, if you've never recorded some audio and had some little clicks in it or pops, like almost like a record player.
This show
pop.
Is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
It didn't happen that time. So
now it sounds like he's in a
one of the effects movie. You're adding is taxing your CPU or something.
That's not possible. Not on this computer. Oh. It's like these effects are not taxing this CPU. It's a 16 core, 4 gigahertz CPU. It's not being taxed by a silly little vocal effect. Because unlike you, I don't use 15-year-old computers to record things on.
It's not 15 years old. I bought it like maybe a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. It's just a very underpowered computer. Mm-hmm. My laptop is more powerful than...
This is fully processed. So this is not even running through the filters anymore. This has all been rendered out.
Joe is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Joe is a proud member of the Pride...
I got clipped off the beginning of it. Sorry. But that's...
48 Podcasting Network.
Cyclone says now it sounds like he's in a sketchy Uber with a masked driver or trapped in a tour bus lavatory.
Yeah. It's tricky because of the way this is getting done. So like here, if I do this.
So it's some effects application that you got.
Yeah. I'm testing it. I have another 13 days of it before I have to actually pay for it. It's basically, I'm trying to get a vocal. I didn't even use the thing that I was trying to use. So hold on. Let me do this real quick. Edit references. Let me go back to what I know. Because that was also, I was recording you through a weird input there. So that could also be part of the clicking. It's just you're coming through a weird input. Because I couldn't do the other thing. All right, here, I'm going to try this really quick. You ready?
You mean I need to say it again?
No, I'm going to say it because I got the mic and I know it's recording me.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm good.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com. All right. So if I take that and go into it and take this piece right here. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Wow, that is check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That's what?
This show
That's
is a really proud annoying. Member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. All right, hold on. Check out more great shows at pride48.com. This show is a proud member of the this Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
So what I was going
check
for
out
here
more
was
great
this,
shows, Pride48.com.
Voice leveler, so.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
I didn't really
this
do
show
a lot
a proud
of...
member of the Pride 48 pod. This show is a proud member of
I
the...
didn't do a lot of leveling. I should probably do that. I should probably do a recording that has levels in it. Hold on.
Don't give me that.
One moment,
what
please.
What else are we going to do? What else are we doing? All right, here. I'm going to do this. So I'm going to
I did not do anything. I cannot if I made a face
pretty softly and then I got again I got talk really loud and then I talked really softly again and that was the thing that I was trying to over I was trying to compensate for it. Okay. I think that will. So if I have this, this is me talking pretty softly, and then I got talk really loud. Okay, so I'll spare you that.
Well, you don't pay for it, I suppose, but you have a very powerful audio editing application. Why would you need another one?
I do have a, I'm still, this is a plugin for Audition.
Oh, it's a plugin for, okay, I see. Is it from that guy on YouTube?
No. I mean, I was looking at, the problem is when I was listening to our last show, going over to Disney this past week, it's like, you're just, I can't get your levels equal to mine. And that's really starting to annoy me.
You know how I keep from being annoyed at that?
How? You don't listen to our show. I know.
Right.
Makes me sad. All right, so here's with the voice leveler. It sounds like this. This is me talking pretty softly, and then I got talk really loud, and then I talked really softly again. And that was the thing that I was trying to I was trying to compensate for it. See?
Well, now the little bit at the end was louder.
Well, yeah, that's because I was screaming. I only have it set at 45%. I just wanted to bring up some of the lower things. I don't need it to be
a good job at the beginning.
I mean, I could make it really aggressive and then it is going to be really processed, right?
It did a good job at the beginning, but
talking pretty softly and then I got talk really loud. Wait, what are you doing? I have you set at 100%. Why are you not? This is me talking pretty softly. That's doesn't even look like it's working at the moment. Bypassed on. And then I got talk really loud and then I talked really softly again and that was the thing that I was trying to I was trying to compensate for it. This is me talking pretty softly and then I got talk really loud and then I talked really softly
put it
again
up to about like so.
And that was the thing that I was trying
aggressive.
To over
all right so I'm gonna make it super aggressive and I'm gonna apply that and see what we get.
Yeah, that's not working. All right, clearly I need to play with this tool some more.
Clearly. Well, it worked at the beginning. I mean, the first thing that you did at 40% or whatever.
Yeah. But then it stopped.
But, yeah.
Anyway, it's fine.
You know, I am surprised for the amount of money that it costs. You know what? I don't know this. But my assumption is that when Adobe sold products, that maybe they still do sell products. I don't know. But back in the day when all they did was sell stuff, I would have to assume that Audition was an expensive piece of software. And even now, you have to pay, it's not horrible, but I guess for one application, it would be $10 a month. So it would be $120 a year or something like that.
Yep.
So you would think that they, out of the box, they would include more effects than they do. Or I would. Because I feel like Audacity has more effects, and it's free, than you get in Audition out of the box. I could be wrong. I haven't counted.
I don't know. I mean, most of the commercial ones don't, you know, you have to buy the plugins. That's just a thing, right? There's an entire cottage industry out there of selling plugins for these things.
But so. They always show, like all of the, and I've never seen them, but there are YouTube videos of these demos that they do at Adobe Max or whatever their conference is and all this fantastic stuff that that audition will do. And then it seems like some of that stuff is either not included or I don't know.
It's included.
It must be included, though.
It must be included. We're just not. There's a lot of like, all right.
Using it.
So here's the thing, right? So there are full parametric or parabolic, no, parametric EQ settings in Audition. But unless you're a real sound engineer, like unless you can like listen to someone and go like, oh yeah, the 4K is spiking on that, right? You're not necessarily going to be able to make something sound good out of it. A lot of these plugins have auto things where they'll analyze the audio and then decide what a good EQ of it is. And that's the piece that the chat room would like to know if you have any new Vitamix recipes.
I don't know that I've ever given a Vitamix recipe because
soup.
We all know
how to make soup with Vitamix.
Well, I didn't give a recipe.
You put the water in and you turn it on. It makes hot water.
I said it's possible to make soup in a Vitamix. That's all I said. I've never given a recipe for it. I just said it's possible.
It is possible.
Okay.
Making soup out of the Vitamix. I'll
give you another one. It's possible to make mayonnaise.
Holy fuck.
In a Vitamix.
All right, I have to get rid of all these things. Standing desk it report, is. We can get rid of the bumper update. Do you have an update on the bumper?
No.
Okay, great. Taking that off the list. Let's see, what can we put on the old... you got some stuff here. Good, you got some stuff here.
But let me tell you this.
What are you going to tell me?
I do have an excuse.
Excuse for what?
Not having a bumper update.
Oh, you don't have to have an excuse.
I couldn't play this week because I got a fever blister.
Ooh, herpes. Adam got herpes.
No, I didn't get it. I've had it for a long time.
Adam has herpes. Well, I can't admit it because then I can't make you feel bad about it.
But it came, I just had a what's it called?
It came.
An outbreak. What's it called when you have an onset?
I don't know.
But it wasn't that bad because I have medicine. Everyone, I just want to tell, just a public service announcement. It is kind of...
Tiddly, 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 tiddly.
It is
public service announcement from Mix Minus, yes.
I do feel kind of shameful that I have, that I get fever blisters because I think, yeah, is it one of those things that I got when I was a kid or, you know, was passed down from... No, that's not even possible. But, you know, because they say it's so common to have fever blisters or to have that version that anybody could have it. Or did I suck a dick with, like, you know, herpes or something at one point?
Cold sores. Cold sores are very common. More than 3 million cases per year in the United States. Often requires lab testing that can last several days or weeks. And it is transmitted through direct contact.
So.
I don't know if you saw.
But is it a different kind? Well, I don't want to know this, but I've done research before. Is it the same type of herpes that you would have on your genitals?
No, it's a different.
And I'm not sure that it is, but it could be.
It's herpes labialis. Labialis.
It could be. You could. But you know, my mom, well, I don't know this.
Uh-oh. Auntie Scott in the chat room has said that the reason, Adam, is... It's contact.
Excellent. But, you know, there are non-sexual reasons why you could get a fever blister.
Yeah, but not in your case. Anyway.
But in my case, was it dick sucking?
I
have an STD.
All right. So, but the day after the inauguration, when Biden was giving a speech, he also had a fever blister. Because look, he's got a fever blister.
So he got it from... Anyway, what I was going to say, public service announcement. Fever blisters are horrible. They're hideous. It's embarrassing. Well, not now because you wear a mask everywhere. So no one can see your mouth.
Maybe you got it from the mask. You can tell people it's like, borrowed a mask from someone because I forgot mine. And then that's how I got this fever blister.
I've had it for years.
Well, they don't need to know that.
But so anyway, public service announcement. Anyone who gets fever blisters. I used to get so embarrassed and paranoid and everything. I wouldn't go out and I would take any acidic like chemical grade, rubbing alcohol, nail polish remover, anything like that. And I would put it on cotton balls and I would hold it to my lip all day long, every day, to try to dry that thing out.
Yeah.
Just as much as I could. And I would, I read all these things about stuff that you could do for it. But, and it would get, sometimes it would get really large and it's, you can't hardly eat because you feel this crusty, nasty, painful thing on your lip. It's horrible. But, oh, I've done peroxide as well, Cyclone, actually. I've done everything. There's nothing, probably egg whites. So, anyway, I discovered that the medicine that they sell for fever blisters works amazingly well.
Yes. Why do you sound shocked by that?
Well, because all you do is, as soon as you start to feel that it's a prescription. It's so funny. It's a prescription, so you have to go to the doctor and say, "Hey, doc, I get cold sores. Can you prescribe this medicine for me?"
Are we using the new streaming software tonight, Adam?
We are not.
It didn't tweet out to people automatically that we were streaming live on Pride 48.
No, we're not, because
you probably wait and save that for the Geeky Gay show.
No, I don't live stream Geeky Gay, so that wouldn't make any sense.
There's at least 15 messages in the tech help channel that say Geeky Gay on them.
Yeah, because I was testing just using the name Geeky Gay. I didn't actually live stream, because even if I did, no one was listening. That was the test server. I don't live stream. Anyway, regardless, if you are a person that gets cold sores, go to your doctor and tell them and say, I forget what it's called, but they'll know. I want that medicine you can take. And if you're a person that gets them often or bad and you don't ever want to get them again, you can take this medicine all the time. And it will prevent you from getting them. Or, you know, from the virus to... So anyway, it's amazing. And so I immediately started, but the problem was,
is it Lestra?
For some reason, this outbreak, I didn't feel the tingling. I woke up in the morning and I already had a little blister on my lip. I don't know why that happened. I don't know why I didn't feel because if I'd have felt the tingling and immediately taken the medicine, I probably wouldn't even have gotten, a sore. But I took it immediately that morning. But it's been a while since I got one, so I stopped taking the medicine every day. And so that's when
I just did a Google search for herpes medicine, which now I regret, because now it's like there's going to be herpes ads popping up in my feeds every time that I look at anything now. Thanks, Adam.
It works.
Okay, great.
But I can't play because... if there is any, you know, virus there and I play and then it could spread it around or get it on my mouthpiece.
Did you suck your thumb as a child? The chat room.
I don't know.
The chat room would like to know.
I had a pacifier.
Oh, I had a pacifier. Yeah.
But I don't know if I sucked my thumb. I know I had a pacifier and then one day I decided I was too old for a pacifier and we had a fireplace and I threw it in the fireplace.
I think I've heard you tell that story before.
You probably have.
Yeah, I had a chat pacifier one day. I got decided I was too old for it, so I started sucking dick. That's a joke, Adam. Okay. I see. We've got content.
I tell stories more than once. That's me. That's who I am. I don't know if you knew this, but I lived in England once. I have had two British boyfriends.
Really? One of them's named Nathan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just talked about that on the Geeky Gay the other day.
He emailed me over a month ago, and I still haven't emailed him back.
All right? You know what?
You sound fine.
I replaced my headphone
things. Oh, just the
because that was the reason that I wanted new headphones is because the foam pieces were like crushing in on me, and I was like, you know what, I like these headphones. They're, you know, when are they?
You sound the same as you always do.
They are Barodynamic DT770 Pros. Anyway, I've had them for a while, and I like these headphones a lot, but the foam on the ears has just collapsed over the years. And yeah. It was so I just, like, oh, I'll just buy new foam. So I bought new foam for like $20. So instead of me buy another $200 set of cans, just replace my foam, man. It's called being frugal.
Well, we know that about you.
If I was Baron Frosty, I would have tweeted out about it. I would have called people numbskulls, nitwits or something. These nitwits that buy new headphones, I just bought some new foam, suckers.
I'm sure. So I would like to ask Baron Frosty why he moved. Maybe he said on a podcast or on Twitter or something at some point, but I feel like he didn't move to a new town. He just moved to a different place in the same town. And I thought he loved the place that he lived at before. So I'm a little bit confused as to why he moved. Well, but so Cyclone in the chat room is saying his mother, but.
Health issues? Is health issues or his mother's health issues?
I'm assuming, but did he move to a different town then?
Yeah.
That's what I don't know.
Yeah,
I could.
He moved to a different town. Same state, different town.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the part I didn't get because I was thinking, because I thought he loved that house he lived in. He was always putting photos of that house on Twitter.
By the way, anyone else, raise your hand if you Googled the Arkansas Gay Men's Chorus when Adam was talking about how much he missed the Gay Men's Chorus and saying, well, isn't there one in Arkansas?
There is not.
Yes, there is. The River City Gay Men's Chorus is in Little Rock.
Must be new.
No, actually.
Well, they must suck. I've never heard of them. No, Little Rock is not close.
River City, yeah, I know it's not close, but let's see. They're all the way back to 2008. Here's a recording from their 2008 season here. Let's see. It's like.
Well, they're not nearly as good as Turtle.
All right, first of all, that was their very first year. That was their very first year. In 2008. So let's listen to the 2020 season here. Better than that funeral dirge that you played.
It's not better than that funeral. What I played, it was beautiful. Yeah,
here's my problem. Because I know that I was also in the Gay Men's Chorus, and I have always had this argument with people, and I'm sorry, I'm right. Everyone else is wrong. You should not be playing.
Isn't that always the case?
Yes. You should not be singing funeral dirges at Christmas. For a Gay Men's Chorus. Gay Men's Chorus. Christmas concerts for the Gay Men's Chorus should always be upbeat and fun because so many gay people are estranged from their families. It's like Pride is the time to do the really serious, like heavy music
stuff. That was not a Christmas concert recording. We did about 5 concerts a year, and that was like a spring concert or something.
Oh, now Andy Scott is saying it was beautiful. It was not beautiful.
Also, that was not a Christmas concert. We used to do, I don't know if you've ever heard of Atuna Christmas.
No, I have not.
We did Atuna Christmas once, and they had done it previously before I joined. We always did funny Christmas concerts. Always.
Was the person you were like trying to remember Joan Rivers?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
But that one was a serious concert that we did, and it was more, and it might have been around Pride. It was more around gay pride and, you know, whatever. But we also recorded an album. I mean, we also recorded a CD. And so So, yeah, but they have lots of CDs. But I think I'm on 3 or 4 CDs, and then I'm also on a DVD, a documentary.
Well, there you go.
But Turtle Creek Corral is one of the best, in my opinion, gay choruses.
They're one of the biggest. Around. Yeah. L.A., Turtle Creek, I think, who is it, Chicago's and New York's. Because we hosted the, here in Tampa, we hosted the Gay Men's Chorus, you know, they meet every 5 years, they do the big concert thing with all the choruses around the country. So we hosted that when I was in the chorus. So we were the host city chorus.
One of my first years we actually were the special guest at the ACDA convention in somewhere. So the American Choral Directors Association brought us in to be a guest choir. So, and we also went to Montreal.
Did you sing that song?
That was a popular one. That was a popular song. I mean, we did that one quite often. But
here's my thing. Every live concert recording of chorus or symphonies that I ever hear, always got some bitch opening a wrapper somewhere. You can just hear it in the background. It's like,
I think we recorded that without an audience, but
people like coughing in the air.
I think we actually went into the Meyerson with no audience because we had actual audio engineers and like special microphones set up and all that. But, well, for one of our CDs we did, I don't know if it was that one specifically. But we did do live concert recordings as well, and I don't know which.
Well, Baron Frosty is not answering his messenger, so he must be asleep.
Are you? You're asking him why he got an email?
I was gonna sing. I asked him if he was awake. I was gonna drag him on here. I was just gonna drag him on here so we could ask him some questions. Get to the bottom of this, Adam. That's what we like to do here. We like to get to the bottom of things.
And I just want to say I'm glad he's remodeling his new place. That's all I've got to say.
I thought he bought a house. I didn't realize it was an apartment.
Is it a condo? I don't know. Well, a condo is
an apartment. A condo is an apartment that you own.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the post villages that started off as apartments are now condos. Like, so I see that. That's a new trend. Well, it's not new. It's been over the last 10 years or so. They'll take an old apartment complex and then spruce it up and then sell them as condos. So all those people that used to stomp on your ceilings and, you know, like all that stuff, and now you can own one. It's like, I would never fucking own something on the first floor just based off of like the tap dancers that I've had in my life that have lived above me in apartments. Of course, lest we forget the Stompersons, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah. People. The Stompersons. All right. Did your mom or dad comment on your nudes? Oh, yeah. Auntie Scott in the chat room would like to know, Adam, did your mom comment on your nudes that were sent to her? For those of you who don't listen to the Geeky Gay, so I remember when this happened. Some spiteful listener that you, I don't know, they wanted to sleep with you guys and you turned them down or something. I don't know.
We don't know who it was. We don't know.
And they basically like found out. Where at the time you didn't work for Walmart.
Oh, please. You know us. We didn't turn anybody down.
At the time you weren't working for Walmart. You were working like 3 different jobs or something. No, this is before Maddie lost his job. So you were only working one job. And, but yeah, you were what? You were working for an insurance company.
Yeah, I was either a claims adjuster or an underwriter. I don't know at the exact time.
And they sent email, like they just emailed links to your porn videos to your work and to your parents, right?
Not to my work, thank God. Just to my parents, but...
It was Big Fatty.
Oh, was it?
That's what Auntie Scott says, and he never lies, so it was Big Fatty. J'accuse!
Yeah. Okay, so Auntie Scott.
The problem with that is I don't think Fatty knows how to use email.
I do not know if... my stepfather is the one that received the email because they were able to look up his business. Mm-hmm. And I had used his first name on the show. And I think they just either they found his website and actually found the email address to him, or they just assumed Steve at handymanmatters.com or whatever would get to him. And so he got an email saying, oh, I thought you should know what your son is doing, blah, 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 blah. He's, you know, posing I he didn't read the email to me, but basically somebody was concerned of what I was doing online and gave him a link to my profile for Flirt for Free.
Oh.
And my profile had mainly naked photos. I don't think they let you see any of the video content for free. I think you had to pay. But I don't remember.
So you don't know if he did the free trial or lived.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might have signed up for it.
But I was at work and I get a call from my stepdad, and I don't remember the specifics at all. But the bottom line was, my mom was crying hysterically and couldn't even talk to me. She had not seen them because he didn't think she could handle seeing that. And he just wanted to tell me that he had seen it and thought, you know, that I should take it down or whatever. And I don't know. And I lied and said, oh, that was from a long time ago. I don't do that anymore. And I didn't even know they were still up there. And that was kind of the whole conversation. And I was at work when he called me. So
that's true. Did your creepy uncle get the email?
I doubt it, because I've never even said his name on any podcast that I'm aware
of. There's some pretty lips there. I bet you have really pretty lips. I'd like to kiss them lips.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't even want to know what he saw. He probably saw everything.
Wait, I think I'm not about to play an episode of Blind Time.
He probably saw my butthole. I think I had a picture where I was bending over or something, and he probably saw more than he ever wanted to see of me. You know?
Yeah, they're audio.
He's not even my biological father, so he never had seen me naked before.
Well, now he has.
You know? I don't like to think of those times. That was horrible. I don't know why somebody did that, because it's just the most hateful thing you could ever do. Also, how is there anything dangerous about what I was doing? I wasn't going out and selling my body to strangers or something. I was, but online, that's safe.
Yeah, but somebody was jealous. That's all. Somebody was just like, well, I can't do that because I don't have an attractive body. So I'm mad and I'm just going to take it. I don't know. How long have you been podcasting? You know, there's a lot of crazy people out there.
I don't know. 30 years. like
we've gotten our share of crazy people over the years.
That was the worst.
People can send my mom naked pictures. She won't remember them 10 seconds after she sees them, but.
And I know I kind of brought it on to myself, because not only was I doing that and talking about it on a show, but I also gave my parents' names on the same show and said the name of his company. So I shouldn't be so open and honest is what it boils down to.
You should.
But that was
back before. That was back when you were using your real name. Now you've changed.
Oh, right.
Adam Burns, which is a nom de plume.
Well, actually, you know,
call Walmart and ask to speak to Adam Burns, they'll be like, there's no Adam Burns. We don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Actually, my webcam persona had a different name.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was, too. What was it? It started with an A, right?
No. Well, there were two names, and the second name did start with an A.
Yeah, like the last name started with an A or something. It's like,
yeah.
Was it Christopher or something?
Christian.
All right, there you go. See, yeah, I remember. I listen to you, Adam. I pay attention to you.
So I used a fake name on my other, anyway, I don't want to know what they saw. I assume my mom saw nothing. I assume my stepfather sheltered her from seeing her baby boy spread eagle or whatever I was. I don't even know what pictures I used, but
There is... All right. So Lamont Cranston saying Adam didn't see last week's SVU. Oh, dear God. Right. Is that show still on the air? Special Victims Unit? SVU episode, a webcam model got attacked. Yeah, it was probably a female webcam model, though.
Probably.
There is... Jet Cyclone says there is just for fans... I think he means OnlyFans. There's OnlyFans guy whose house was arsoned while he and his boyfriend were home. I can't.
Is that the correct usage of the word arson?
No, it's not. But I'm like,
it's not a verb, right?
No, it's not. But I also, it's on that monitor over there, and this mic stand doesn't go far enough, so I'm like squinting to see because I'm blind. I should move that.
Now he's going to post a link to a actual Merriam-Webster whatever.
See, I've moved the chat room to this.
You can use the word that way.
I've moved the chat room. Now that makes me to look at how it makes my face all.
What, the chat room?
I moved it to this monitor, so now I'm all blown out on the video here. I was trying to adjust. See, look at that. If I get close to it.
This isn't a video podcast, though. So
I know, but I see myself. I'm very vain, Adam. You know that.
Well, me too. And I don't like seeing myself, especially now. Maybe in another 3 months, I'll like it better when my face is less fat.
You and your dieting.
You diet.
I do diet.
No, Adam, I don't diet. Keto is a lifestyle.
I eat keto. 6 days a week, and it keeps us at the weight that I'm happy being. And so
it is my lifestyle.
Not my lifestyle. It's just, that's what I have to do. Here's the thing.
You know,
when I learned that some stupid percentage of weight loss is diet, like I don't remember the number. Yeah. So this is me talking out of my ass, 'cause I don't remember the number, but it's like in the 80-90% range of 80-90% of weight loss is diet. Only
here I was on the treadmill.
Yeah, it's like
on the treadmill. You eating could, my water burger.
Right. Yeah. If you're on, and you could run all day long. You're not going to burn off enough calories to compensate for eating, you know, Big Macs and fries at every meal. It's like not going to happen.
Well, actually, back in the day when I was my skinniest.
Yeah, but that's when you're younger. You have a way higher metabolism.
No. I never have. But what I was going to say is, back in the day when I was my skinniest, sometimes I would do 2 to 3 hours of cardio every single day. When I was single.
That's insane.
Remember when I, the first year I came to Pride 48 and I was in the gym every morning and like all that, like I would be on the treadmill or the elliptical 2 or 3 hours a day.
Yeah. You had to have it. That you brought it into the studio. You ran several different shows while on the treadmill.
Yeah. I tried to do a, you know, exercising with Adam, but nobody wanted to do that after.
Oh, this is the guy
here. Bar hopping with Fatty.
Gay adult performer Matthew Camp's home set on fire.
Why would someone do that?
I don't know. Maybe he's a dick. I don't know. People have problems, Adam. Why does anyone set anyone's house on fire? I don't know. Let me just say this. I don't think it matters that he was an adult performer that his house got set on fire. I think, you know, that was just going to, he's like,
well, probably not, because also, I assume he doesn't give his address on his OnlyFans.
It's like there's people that get their houses set on fire all the time. Arsonists are arsonists, man. They like to watch stuff burn. I don't know that this is like, unless there was like one arsonist that only torched adult film, you know, adult, I can't talk.
He only arsoned.
he only arsoned them. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go get a beverage.
Is it a kiwi strawberry watermelon?
Strawberry watermelon, baby. Strawberry, I'm going to go get me some strawberry watermelon, and then I'll be ready to go. So
okay. I'm here. Oh, you know,
yeah,
actually,
get your things
now that you said that, I need to set that up. I do have this one.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That is such a talented voiceover artist that does that Pride 48 bumper for us. I wonder who that is. It's amazing. It's like butter. It's silky smooth and so natural. It's almost like he does it for a living or has done it for a living. He's probably semi-retired now. He probably made so much money off of that bumper that he can just see, I knew it was going to happen. But who? Okay. First of all, I knew you were going to do that. Cyclone. Oh, I guess I should tell the people listening to the recording. We have now gotten a definition of arson. And there is a verb form of arson, to engulf a piece of property into flames, I'm assuming, with the intent of destruction. But really, who uses the word in that way? How many times are you walking down the street and someone says, he arsoned that house? I don't think I've ever heard that until tonight. But you are right. It appears to be a verb, if Google is correct. I thought that it was just a noun. I did not know that it was a verb, so I've learned something. But I will never use it that way because I think it sounds weird. But, you know, who am I? Who am I? I learned how to hang. My shadow boxes are sitting over against the wall because I've been afraid to hang them. And so, because I thought they were too heavy, and so Jack Daniels. I've been wondering how, because I didn't want them to fall off the wall and the glass to shatter all over the place and all that. But I haven't done it yet, but I Googled what's the best way to hang a heavy shadow box. It's amazing what you can Google.
Heavy shadow box is my stripper name in the 90s, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the wall, Heavy Shadow Box.
Dun, da, 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 da.
Apparently, I forgot what it's called now. Dang it. There's a thing called, now I'm going to have to Google it again.
That bumper how built to, my house. What bumper built?
How to hang.
What bumper did I miss while I was gone?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Jesus.
Pride 48. Pride 48.
I mean, yeah, he says the words, but he doesn't mean it.
So the... I know everyone really wants to know how to hang a heavy shadow box, and now I can't remember what the thing was called. There was a special piece of hardware that they said is best to use for hanging heavy.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
It's called a Z-bar. So if you look up Z-bar picture hanger or Z-bar mirror hanger, apparently those are the best for hanging heavy things. And I'm going to order those from Amazon or wherever.
By the way, do you hear that? Do you hear what he keeps making fun of? Because I don't. I don't say Prad 48.
Well, you're asking the Southerner because...
Yeah, but I'm saying, listen.
Pride is a very...
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 podcast. Pride 48. That sounds...
Yeah, you're saying Pride. Pride.
Tonight, on the Disney Channel, it's Pride 48.
You're definitely not saying Pride.
Live on the Disney Channel tonight.
Know, actually, I want everyone... So, lots of people...
Lots of people.
Including Auntie Scott. And I love Auntie Scott, but I'm about to say something.
Oh, God, but. There's a but.
There are those people out there who are judgmental about how other people pronounce things and their accents. And I'm not saying that Auntie Scott has ever made fun of my accent, but I'm just saying certain... even like the word like. And there is a linguist and he's also a dialect coach for movie stars who does a bunch of stuff on YouTube for Wired. And he made the comment that that all of those things are perfectly acceptable, and they are either regional or they are like part of your culture, or they're the actual English language changing over time as it has for.
So you're saying that someone is so much older than you that English has actually changed. And is that what you're saying? Is this like a dig on and Vera being old? No,
that's not what I was saying. You said that.
Like, how do you explain fatty? He mispronounces everything.
But I love Auntie Scott, and I love everything that he says. So I would not judge anything that he said. I'm only saying that I did find a linguist who says it's all perfectly normal and natural and fine, and that's how the English language evolves
and
over time.
He is a cunning linguist.
And so I felt a little bit better about myself.
All right.
I didn't have to cry nearly as much.
Are we ready?
I don't know. Was I doing anything? Oh,
I don't know.
No, I'm not ready.
Are you going to? Do you need
I'm
a drink?
I'm almost ready.
Do you need a drink? No. Do you need to pee?
I don't need to
I will
pee
turn
now,
this podcast you know, around right
it's
now.
One of those, it's one of those things where I think, you know, I don't need to pee, but should I?
I mean, we can. We can make a stop in the middle of the show. We can pull over at a rest area.
Are we there yet?
Listen to me, young man. I will turn this podcast around right now.
I am ready as I will ever be.
Are you recording?
No.
Then you're not as ready as you could ever be, because you would be recording if you were as ready as you could ever be. You know what? I had the big bottom turned on and now I don't. And I'm wondering whether
big
I should.
Bottom.
I'm wondering if I should turn it back on. Do I sound anemic now?
No. Auntie Scott, what's for dinner tonight?
All right. This is me with the big bottom turned back on.
Okay.
Do you hear a difference? This is with the big bottom.
We'll turn it off.
This is without the big bottom.
I can hear a difference, but I don't think it's better either way. If you like...
I'm going to leave it off.
If you like a big bottom, then you can leave it off. Both
I
sound
like
good.
Big butts, but I cannot lie. Those other people bet... something. All right, you know what? We're recording. Let's go.
I am recording. Yes.